Is Pete here this morning? Roach, would you like to share?
I kind of... new to this. I kind of expected this. I was woken up this morning at like 2 a.m. Yeah. So, I'm really nervous, by the way. I woke up, in my head there was a song from New World Sun called Lead Me to the Light or something like that. I can't remember the name now. But the Lord definitely put a lot of stuff on my heart. And, well, yeah. The only thing I can say is it's got to be the Holy Spirit, because it's just amazing. Friday, I came in Friday, and, we've been doing a class, and I'm not here all the time, but it is definitely helping me out, because it, so nervous, I had a lot written down, and it's all over the place. The class kind of helps you determine what you're hearing, you know, like that it's God speaking to you and not just, you know, my silly thoughts. And I got a lot of silly thoughts. The class is winding down, and I asked Pastor Tim to pray for my knee. And I've been having a lot of trouble with my knee for some time now. And Pastor Tim was game. He's, you know, let's do it now, you know. I was just like, you know, when I asked for it, I was like, in reference, you know, can you keep me in prayer? But he was like, let's do it now, you know. And I was just really excited about that, because I live with it day to day. So I sat down, and I was ready to receive and be healed. I knew I was like, this is going to happen. This is going to be now. And like I said earlier, the only way I could describe it is the Holy Spirit just coming upon me and healing me, because I haven't had any pain. I mean, a little discomfort, but no pain. I mean, it's just amazing, because when I left here that night, I walked down those stairs in the back for the first time ever being here with not being in pain and struggling to get down the steps. Oh yeah, there's totally more.
I'm coming over here to make sure you tell the whole story.
So Tim prays again for me and the family, and he's like, well, let's pray for somebody else. And I've never met him before, but I've seen him, and he's over there. I'm not throwing you under the bus or anything, but so we pray for him, and if the Holy Spirit wasn't flowing through me at this point, and I mean, I've never felt anything like this before. I mean, my body was shaking, and I was thinking things to pray out loud, but Tim was getting to him before I could, and it was just amazing how I felt. And I was just overflowing with the Holy Spirit.
Tell the stuff about your son. He's your God's father.
Yes.
That's the more that I was talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The miracles are awesome.
The miracles are amazing. I grew up without a father. And I've been struggling with the fact of how to experience the love of a father, because I haven't really had, you know, that experience. And I'm blessed now with a father-in-law who's amazing, and a mother-in-law who's also amazing. And in my journal, he called me son, and he wants to let me know that he loves me. And that's what a lot of this blessed with his class because I'm hearing from him. And I think I've always been hearing from him, but I wasn't willing to accept the fact that it was him who's been speaking to me. And it's just an amazing, amazing thing. And I'm truly blessed to be a part of this church. And Canon has been so welcoming to us. And I truly feel that the Holy Spirit walks here. It is just amazing. And a miracle and a blessing. And I feel privileged in my life and in my walk right now with Jesus to be a part of something this amazing. And I also feel like something big will happen here. And I'm so thankful to be a part of it. So thank you so much. I had this whole schmeal and stick to like that I was going to say today, but, you know, I guess the Holy Spirit had another things for me. So it's amazing. Thank you.
So actually, that's two new knees. The Lord healed both of his knees, one after one time of prayer a couple weeks back, and now the other one. But come on, come on. A sense of God as his Father, which he's never had before. Andy, you know that's the heart of the gospel. That's just good stuff. Let's give God a hand. Come on.
God is good, isn't he?